Yeah, today I wanted to talk the story. It's about the food coupon, ration coupon.
Food coupon.
25-pound coupon. That's one story and lead to two tragedies. Yeah, two tragedies. Yeah, so I don't remember when they started this food ration coupon. I was born 1952. So living in China, 30 years, there's always a coupon, you know, the food ration. And we have even the city is 25 pound.
Let me clarify.
Okay.
For your entire lifetime, you do not remember a situation where there wasn't without a food coupon. Okay, want to make sure.
Always, you know, that's how I remember. So, 1969, I went to the labor camp, and then I have a godmother, you know. In China, it was very common. Godmother is like not religious. It's like somebody give you guiding, you know. She's a very, very good woman. She's a Christian, and she's head of the children's hospital in Shanghai. And she's taking care of all the kids. It's really nice. So why she become my godmother is I was born very shortly. I have some kind of, I was sick. I think my intestine, some diseases. So she's taking care of me. Then I was so skinny. And so she said to my mother, I'm going to help you how to feed the baby. But I still skinny, but at least I survived, you know, and taking care. So she teaching my mother how to give me a bath, and also other neighbors, everybody. And then I went, in 1969, I left Shanghai. And she was very sad. She has a daughter and a son. That time, her husband is a surgeon and was locked in a private jail. And basically, they're starving him to death. It's just horrible because surgeon, he went to a missionary school. So his English is better than Chinese. So lots of time he would come out some English words. For instance, in the x-ray room or something, he talked to as a doctor in those medical terms, he used English. But that's what he studied, you know. And so they accusing him as a spy. Because the last school he went, the medical school, the St. John, which was an American school, missionary university, medical school. And so they accused him of spies. They want him to confess, write the confess. He couldn't write it in Chinese properly, the words. He had to look at the dictionary, you know, the Chinese English dictionary to find the Chinese words. They always say, no good, you didn't tell anything. They just torture him. But he is not a spy. He didn't know anything about politics. He never even interested in anything, you know. So and after he died, and his wife, you know, my godmother, and they threatening her. They want her to confess. You say, your husband didn't say anything, so you had to tell us what the spy thinks you. So she was a very honorable person. So she felt like, you know, maybe that's the end of it. Because she evaluated, you know, people can respect her dignity is more important than the life. So obviously, you know, she decided that wanted to commit suicide. But that she couldn't, because she's Christian, you know, you're not supposed to kill yourself. So she was wondering about a lot. So I'm talking about that. That time I already left China. And after she died, she hanged herself in the bathroom. And then they call her son nearby in the another labor camp, come back to denounce her body, and in front of all the neighbors, everybody. And then that time, if you suicide, and you immediately become an enemy of the Cultural Revolution, anti-Cultural Revolution, you kill yourself, right? And so they not allowed that you can call the mortuary to get her body to cremate. They don't allow you to do that. So your son had to get those, it's like a menu, I don't know how to say the things, you know, like a rickshaw, but they have something in behind you, you can pull the body.
Oh, like a
manual, like a bicycle in the front.
Yeah.
And then the, I don't know what they call them here. In China, that they carry for carrying the goods around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have to then, but the, at least you need another person to help him. So they ask everybody, all the neighbors, everybody had denounced her. And so nobody would go with the poor boy and my and god brother, right? So that time, I think my second brother, he's just a very gentle, very nice boy, never getting trouble. And by that time, he stand up and he said that I go with you. So he did. And so they carry the body. And then after that, few weeks later, my mother was cleaning the house. And my mother always keep a house clean and move the furniture to clean behind the drawer and found that there's the little package there. So she opened up, is all the food coupon and 25 pounds. That was one person, 1 month. So my mother always immediately think, is my godmother did, because I in the in a labor camp, I don't have a food. So she save every month probably 5 pounds or whatever, you know. And then before she died, she just dropped in there. She think my mother will clean the house and we found it. And she found it, right? So I was in the community. I didn't know anything. They didn't write to me about because if you're writing things like that, they open our letter, every letter from parents. So my father had to put a mouse quotation in half a page. So they get sick and tired to read. They say, oh, that's almost, yeah, that's the only thing you can do. And then you're talking about something. But that always, Mao said this is that. So half a page. And so they, yeah, that's the way, you know, and you can protect it. And then you're talking about, but they never would say somebody commit suicide or anything. You can't talk about it. So they tried to give me the message. I don't know how did they get, they didn't. So until I got home, they talk about that. And so that's the first time I from the before I started a school in Kunming. And I went back to home. So they told me that sad story. I was very sad. They gave me the food coupon. So I took it. They said, this she left. That's the last thing, you know, she left for you because she always worry about you don't have a food. You know, so I would treasure it. I don't want it to spend it. You know, I say this is something, you know, I had to hold on to remember her, right? So I got this back to Kunming. And then I had to get my luggage in the labor camp and whatever things. Mostly I wanted to get back the letter my father sent to me. Every Thursday his day off, he always writing because it took about a month to get to me. So he keep writing, so I keep receiving. Right? So I want to get this. This is very important to me. Then as I don't have much luggage that time, you know. So I got back. Then in the, they have a little town. They serve, it's not a restaurant. It's like an inn kind of thing. They have some food stand and give you those rice noodles. But you had to use the coupon to buy. If you not just money, you go
you need
to
the money yeah. and coupon both.
Yeah, both. And they were small, like 1 ounce, 2 ounce, you know, and then 1 pound and 2 pound, and you know those kind of things. If you have money, you don't have it. You can't get food.
And if you have the coupon, no money, you can't get the
you
food.
You cannot.
Not, also cannot, yeah.
So that's why some of the people, they save some of the coupons.
Yeah.
They will sell the coupon.
Yeah, that's why I'm talking about the second story. So the first story is sad, right? My godmother's story. And then I keep it there. Then in that the shop, the food stand, I met the guy. And he was, we went to the labor camp together. But he's still there. He didn't get a chance to go to the school because he go to some mountain area and they offer him a job. And it's like in those general store
mm-hmm.
is a cashier. So he got this job. He was salary employee, so they can government. This all belong to government, so he has no chance to go to the university anymore. So I think, you know, so I say, oh, you know, let's have this rice noodle. And so I bought a one bowl for him. He was so hungry, just, you know, I said, what's happened to your mountain? He says, it's okay, but there's just no food, I said. You know, so I look at those tickets, I mean, those coupon ration tickets. I say, well, you know, I go to the school, so they will give me some kind of coupon every month. It's true. And I don't need it. So I give it to him.
The coupons?
Yeah, the whole thing, 25, because I never use it. I just keep it, you know. This my godmother, you know, left for me. Right? So I give it to him. I said, you need it. So I told him the story, my godmother. I think he also met him her once. And then I give it to him, and I didn't know what's going to happen to him. So after 2 years, I think one of my friend also working in that, still in the commune, and he left, and so through Kunming. So I have a lunch with him. So he told me, he said, you know what's happened to that guy? I said, no, what's happened? He said, he's been arrested. I said, what's charged for? He said, because he's selling those coupons, they say is a criminal. So they arrested him. He said, before I leave, I went to see him. He said, so sad, you know, they just put a, you know, just chain him. The leg, you know, chain the two legs and working in the field. You know, in that there, you know, those jail, I mean, those is a prison. It's very, very harsh labor. You know, they treat you like an animal, probably worse than that. And he was there. And then, so I feel so sad because, I, you know, if I didn't give him that, he didn't have extra in one cell.
Yeah, but still.
I blame myself, you know, for a long time, really, because I think, you know, I didn't know, you know, it would have that kind of ending, you know. But in 2005, I went back to, I already in the United States a couple of years, lots of years already, I went back to visit. So we have a reunion in the restaurant. I say, you gotta find that guy. What's happened to me? I wanna know. So actually at the ending, it's not very, very bad because he working in the prison, and the jailer's daughter, little girl, coming to see the father, bring some food, and saw the guy from Shanghai, nobody visiting him, you know. So he was giving him some food. And somehow, and for years, and this girl grew up. She fall in love. I think mostly she was sympathized him and with this guy. So he told the father, he said, I want to marry the guy. Her father said, no, you can't. He's criminal, you know. He said, I want to marry him. I just want to. So he said, you had to let him out. So the father write the report to the authorities and say he already there, reformed for that many years. So he's out. And she married to him.
Well, that's good.
That's unbelievable. So, you know, still
a
have
happy
a
ending
of
little the happy end. Ending there.
Yeah, then the boy's father died. And so he have a chance to go back to Shanghai. And so he brought the girl and his wife, and move to Shanghai. They have a little house, have the front, you can open the food stamp, you know, the rice noodle. So they have that shop. I was headed there, you know. It's original, that style. So that's the...
Small business.
Well, small business, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Not bad, yeah. So that's the end.
That's the end of today's...
The end about the food coupons. But that time, for years, I feel so bad. Because when he was in jail.
Well, that's how the government wanted you to feel.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the whole point.